Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're listening to right now on Lotus Radio. My name is Ian Sorensen, your host in the studio. I have Sarah Tony, Development Director, and Manal Topazada, the Executive Director of the Notable Music Therapy Services. How are you both?
Doing great. Thank you.
We're doing great. Thanks so much for having us here.
Wonderful. And Manal, not only are you the Executive Director, but you are a founder.
Yes.
You are the founder.
I'm the founder.
The only founder.
The only founder.
Yes.
Right.
And what inspired you to start this wonderful organization, which is celebrating its 15th birthday?
We are. We're celebrating our 15th birthday this year in 2018. What inspired me, I have a very long kind of speech about that. But basically, I moved here from California, like a lot of people, and was doing music therapy in California. I moved to Reno, and there wasn't anything here. I decided just to start a class for people with disabilities because that was my passion, even though I had a real job. And I started a music class. First day of class, just through word of mouth, I had about 24 people show up.
Wow.
Hauling amps and guitars and harmonicas, and they were there. They were there ready to play, make some music. Within a couple months, they looked at me and said, well, you know, this is all great. We're making music here, but when do we get to get out in the community and show people what we can do? We don't see anybody like us out there.
Right.
So next step, they formed a band, called themselves The Notables, started getting out in the community. Over the next couple of years, I started getting calls. People wanted to join The Notables. I kept saying no. I had no time. Over a few years, I finally was kind of convinced to start a nonprofit. Started out with 12 people and myself. And now we serve more than 1,200 people a year.
Wow.
With seven staff.
That is fantastic. And music therapy, it's never something that's really come to mind, but there's so many, I guess, afflictions that music can help with. And what kinds are we thinking?
Well, I love that you said that because that's kind of what a lot of us think, right? That music can just help with afflictions, but really it can help with all of us, everybody.
Right.
So because music can be used as a tool to help our physical, mental, and really our social.
No one knows that more than I do. Health. I mean, I DJ, you know, run afternoons on 100.1 The X. So music is healing for sure.
It absolutely is. So when we do music therapy, what we're doing is we're using music as a tool. So we're trained to use music as a tool to work on what we call non-musical goals. So we make you feel better. Basically, in a lot of different ways. And then as far as what kind of people we work with everybody. Music is really effective, especially working with people with autism, Alzheimer's, neurologic issues, disabilities, mental health issues, addiction, really every like you said, affliction, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the right word. Is that not politically correct?
I don't know if it's politically correct.
I'm not totally sure. But I how I talk about it is that however you're suffering in a moment, and not everybody who comes to Notables is suffering by any means, but if mental health, if you're in the middle of anxiety and depression, music can be helpful. It's also helpful for addiction, but people who have lost the ability to speak due to a stroke, music also is really helpful and powerful in the brain and helps the brain recover a capacity to speak again. So it does just make you feel better, but also on a physiological level, it's very powerful in helping us also regain capacity.
Definitely. So, Sarah, how long have you been a part of the organization, actually?
It's about 3.5 years, which is hard to believe. I feel like the new kid on the block. In some ways, I kind of am. But yeah, it's been a great time.
And you're the
time.
Development director, so what what have you developed, I guess, would be the question. How have you kind of used your
that
expertise?
That is a great question. Thanks for putting me on the spot.
Sorry.
As a development director, my job is really to oversee revenue.
Okay.
So whether that's donations or putting on fundraising events or all of the different ways that money comes into the organization.
Okay. And well, this next event is right in your wheelhouse. So Siren Song Masquerade, which is a really very mysterious, very cool sounding event.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is this the first one you guys have done or is this?
No, this is actually our 14th annual event.
14th annual. Okay.
We've called it the Evening of Romance for years, but this year.
Right. That's what that was the change.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is our 14th annual event, but we wanted to have it like you said, sound a little bit more mysterious.
Yeah.
And so the theme is really all about pirates and mermaids and, you know, kind of the shipwreck under the sea kind of idea.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to have performance artists as well as the Reno Jazz Orchestra with Carolyn Dolan, and the Notables themselves are going to be playing. So it's going to be a super fun event. Lots of dancing and champagne and chocolate and dessert.
Nice.
And yeah, so it's really meant to be just a really big party, along with auctions and all of the little ways that are that we make money during the night to help support all of the stuff we do. So
beautiful.
Yeah, this one event generates around 15% of our annual operating budget.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's
great.
So
it's the big one of the year kind of for you guys?
It is the big one.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. And as far as are you always looking for sponsorships? I don't know if there's a deadline for people to sponsor the event or to get involved, maybe donate auction items. Is there?
I think we're doing pretty well on auction items. You should see our office. I mean, I don't want to say no, but
we'll always take donations.
But definitely we would love to sell a few more tables. So,
oh, okay.
And then it's certainly not too late to get tickets. So we love to have the community come out and support this event. There's about 500 people who come to this event every year. And most of the time, our single tickets are all bought in the last week and a half before the event. But we do have a few tables left to buy. So if companies or individuals out there are interested, we'd love to have people come and get tables. And that starts at $1,000. For 10 people, or you can get a next level up table for 2,000.
Okay, very cool. And what's the where and when on this thing, actually? That's February 10th, right?
February 10th. At the Atlantis Casino, 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Very cool. And you can go to, this is the right website, right? Notables, or is it different now?
Yeah, you can, well, and our new URL also works. So it's note-ables.org or nmtsreno.org.
Right. And we were actually discussing that before the interview took place, but people kind of conflate Notable Music Therapy Services and the Notables. The Notables is the band, but
correct.
Notable Music Therapy Services is actually the kind of the thing behind it.
The organization,
right.
Yeah. So the organization serves, like Manel said, around 1,200 people a year, and that number is growing a lot.
Yeah.
But the band is 9 people. That's about right. And they play around 40 gigs a year. So they're our major ambassadors. They're out in the community,
right,
doing their thing. And people know them and love them. But there's a lot more that's going on. And so when people say, oh, I know the Notables, I don't think you actually do know
not,
the Notables.
Not intimately. You don't know what they represent necessarily.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great way of putting it, actually.
Right.
Yeah. We don't really know what's behind the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. So nmts.org now?
nmtsreno.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to stress that as much as possible. So 15% of your operating budget throughout the year comes from this?
Uh-huh.
So what kind of programs is that money going to go toward, Manel?
So it goes towards our adaptive music programs. So programs for people with disabilities in the community to come and have opportunities to make music together. Dance classes, music classes, and then it also goes towards our music therapy programs. So we are a nonprofit, and it's very important for us to not exclude anybody.
Right.
So our programs are already very much below market cost as far as if you were to come and pay full price. And then on top of that, we have a very generous sliding scale. More than 75% of the families that we see come to us, and they're living financially at or below what would be considered federal poverty levels. So, you know, it's really important for us to be able to provide access to this really important mm-hmm. service. And we can't do that without wonderful fundraisers like this and sponsors and community support.
There we go. And in case people can't go to the event, can they just give to you guys just directly?
Yes.
And go to the website and then click a donate button and there we go.
Yeah, they go to the homepage. There's a donate button right at the top.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anything else you guys want to add? Did I miss any points?
I think the other thing is that we do love having volunteers.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one to suppose.
Yeah. So, and you don't have to be a musician to volunteer with us. And again, you can go to our website. There are lots of opportunities. The event itself, we still may need some volunteers for.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the year, people can come down and learn about what we do and really the huge impact that we are having on the community, not just making music, but really meeting some really important needs in our community through music.
Exactly so.
Yeah.
All right, Manel and Sarah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.